And ADMH, Mobile, Traverse City.
Good morning, Mr. Drake. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf on the link.
KDYS Mobile. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, you still out there? KDYS Mobile.
Good morning, Mr. Ryan. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Just got done eating some eggs and bacon and bagel. Cheese. It was delish. Homemade. So now I'm going to pick my daughter up. She stayed over. We had a dance. She had a dance last night, and then she stayed over at her friend's, and I'm going to pick her up right now. She said she wants to come home and relax, so that's what I'm doing. I'm just out, just pulling down my road right now.
Ah, very good. Yeah, I haven't talked to you for a couple weeks, so glad you returned my call there. I'm just kind of monitoring all the frequencies. I had to shovel about a couple inches of snow. Oh, watching New York City is in forecast for 30 inches today. Oh boy, they're gonna have fun.
Well, they'll probably shut everything down. So, unlike here, we don't. So, yeah, that's interesting. I'll have to take a peek at that when I get back home. Wow, that's a lot of snow. I guess up in the Marquette area they're getting hammered. Not quite that much, but I think they were forecasted for 18 inches. They may have already got it. I don't know. I didn't really look, but I heard they were going to get a lot. So, interesting weather, which it is still February. It's still, I guess, end of February. So that's to be expected, I guess.
You know, it's different living in a city. When I lived in Chicago, the big question is, where do you put the snow? Do you dump it into the river? Do you dump it on the lakeshore? You know, where do you put it?
Yeah. They've got a system for that. They blow it into trucks and haul it away. Yeah, that'd be interesting over there in New York City. It's a congested area, huh? Wow. It's going to really cause some havoc over there. Boy, there's quite a bit of traffic. I'm working through the UHF repeater. I haven't quite got the amplifier on it yet. The receive's pretty good on it, but I got to get a little more power output on it so it'll reach out into town. I may lose you here in a few miles.
Yeah, I think I heard you talking to a few of your local friends down there, and you were only transmitting out like 5 watts or something on that repeater, but it's receiving very well. You're absolutely solid copy into the system.
Yeah, Roger. I'm running a radio for a transmitter, just a radio, a CDM Motorola CDM750, and it's a low power model, and I'm working on a 40 watt model. I'm going to put a heat sink on the top and the bottom, and I'm just going to run that instead of buying an amplifier. I was going to get an amplifier, but I don't really need it. It's not a big deal. I'll run it at like 30 or 40 watts, and if I have heat sinks and a fan running on it, it'll be fine. So, and I'll set it up to where if it gets real long net or something, it'll just time out. I can set it for like 5 minutes or something on the controller side. So if it gets real long, it'll just stop until it's done, and then it'll reset. So no big deal. Yep. UHF isn't really that great for long range around here, but it does work. I'm roughly 4 or 5 miles away.
Yeah, I guess my final question to you is, what was the range of that? Can you make it down to Clare or Lake City or where Lake George? I don't know. What's your coverage there? Just that, and I'll listen out for your answer. ACATG.
Yeah, thanks for riding along here. Well, my coverage from my house is greater south, straight south, so Clare. I can get into it with a handheld from Clare, but there's so many little hills around Harrison. My antenna's it's not quite above the trees, so. But we're going to be getting another site set up here, hopefully this spring, and we'll get something set up higher on 100 foot or so, tower, 120. So, but yeah, I get about 10 miles out in a good direction. I haven't tried higher power. I think right now I got it set at 15 watts. So, but yeah, the receive is far, far greater. But all right, ACADG, thanks for riding along. We'll catch you on down the line there. You have a wonderful day, and we'll be listening. KHDYS Mobile.
AV9 and then mobile monitoring.
KDYS mobile back in the area.
Hi, you're just barely making the repeater.
Yeah, I'm over here in Harrison. We're getting ready to crown the hill over here. It's pretty hilly in between me and the repeater, and I've got a little 1 foot antenna, or I don't know, it's like 15 inch antenna.
Roger. Yeah, I've kind of got the same situation. Got a big hill between me and the repeater. I'm in Beulah, about a mile east of Beulah, but at a marginal location at our home QTH.
Alright, yeah. Well, my antenna at home is 70 feet, so it's just too hilly. UHF doesn't work well. But we're out cruising around. We got a little snow this morning. I'm hitting the dirt road here. It all froze back up.
Roger. Yeah, we got an inch or two, I guess maybe about 2 inches, and still snowing just a little bit. And heading into Traverse City to go to church this morning.
Oh, all right. Yeah, winter's back, I guess, so. Supposed to warm up later in the week, but. Yeah, they're getting hammered. They're getting a little more over by Gaylord, so. Well, be careful out there driving around.
You too. I'm going to be getting into a marginal signal area, so I'll let you go. Thanks for the ride along. Good to catch up with you. Have a safe trip, AB9 and then mobile.
AB9 and I believe. I'm getting a little staticky here on the bottom of this hill. This is KHDYS mobile. Man, now we're up on the big hill. Big hill. KHDYS mobile, standing by.
Thank you.
KFA, DNF.
KAGD, KFA, DNF.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How's it going?
No problem so far. Got the snow all cleared out, so we're all set for the day.
Yeah, same here. Got some chores done this morning. A couple driveways cleared out in the neighborhood, and kicking back and watching U.S. and Canada for the gold medal in hockey. They're going into overtime, so this might be pretty entertaining.
Cool. Yeah, that's something that I used to follow quite heavily when it was on the Olympics, but I haven't tuned in much at all this year.
Yeah, well, it's a real crap show with the way that NBC's got it set up. You have to stream it on the app, and yeah, it's it's not good.
Hey, on a little bit different note, I got your email last night. Yeah, I would be really interested in going to that meeting and hearing what all that's about.
Yeah, great. We'll plan on it then. It's going to be right here in Petoskey, so you know, shouldn't be a real stretch. But it's March 14th, which is a Saturday. So I don't know how that lines up with your work schedule, but hopefully we can go together. That'd be great.
I worked the Saturday before that, so we should be all set.
Yeah, Adam said that at the meeting he's going to be making a presentation on how to use the 800 megahertz radio system. So I don't know how useful that's going to be to us, but it might be kind of fun to go to the meeting and just check it out. He also said when I talked to him that they've got a number of projects at the Hackleberg Road site in Sheboygan and the Crossroads site in Petoskey that they could use some help with. And I told them I'd be willing to give them a hand with some of that stuff to whatever ability I can. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, I would be too. I need to give back a little bit for all the work they do, and which allows us to use this at no cost, so that's a small price to pay.
I don't know about the no-cost part. I'm afraid that we're going to learn a bunch of other cool things we have to spend money on more equipment for, but that's the way it goes.
That's not a cost. That's an investment.
And if you buy it on sale, you actually save money. Use some girl math there.
Right. It's like you're making money when you do that.
Well, good. I figured you would be interested in being part of that. I didn't speak for you, but I was thinking to myself, yeah, Chris will be there, so that'll be good. We can. They said they got to replace an antenna at the Sheboygan site, so that might be kind of interesting to see how all that works.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting that they say they have a replacement antenna, because that repeater seems to be working just fine. I mean, I can get into that from here really well, and it doesn't seem to be giving any odd sounds or anything like that, but there again, untrained ear and all.
Or it's a different repeater than the one that we talk on all the time. I think they've got a lot going on there.
Yeah, that could be. And that's the same tower that GMRS repeater is on also.
You're referring to Dell's repeater or the Sheboygan, what would that be, the 650 that's linked?
Yeah, the 650, the one that used to be linked to the MI8 network.
Oh, and it no longer is?
No, it hasn't been for probably 2 going on 6 months now. I think the... Remember here a while ago there was some stuff with the FCC about not having GMRS over the internet, yada, 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 and it shut down for a little bit. I think that finally caught up to them in earnest.
Yeah, I do remember that, and I remember it being unlinked, but I thought that I heard that it had been relinked, and I was hearing downstate traffic on it again, but I might have been wrong. I could have my my timing screwed up in my mind. So it's just a standalone now that the GMRS users in Sheboygan can enjoy?
Yep, that's what it appears to be, is just a standalone feeder now. And you're not thinking wrong. It was unlinked when that first came out, then it linked back up for a few months, almost through the ice storm. And then, I want to say it was probably July or August I had noticed that it wasn't linked anymore. So, yeah, I guess I'm just making some assumptions there that it caught up with them, but that makes sense to me.
All right, so I'm not crazy.
Well, not in this context, anyway.
You got anything else going on today that's interesting and fun?
Mackenzie and the grandchild are coming over here in not too long, and then Erickson's coming over in the afternoon, and we're going to finalize some stuff with his property and whatnot. So, yeah, just a kind of a family-friendly afternoon.
Oh, right on. That's great. Yeah, Christy and I are going to go out for our normal Sunday fun day today. I think we're going to make a trip up to Hoppy's in, up by Sheboygan Way.
But do you guys come up to Pelston and take Ridgeville Road out and go that way, or you get another way you get there?
Yeah, usually we'll take Pleasant View up to Robinson and take Robinson across to Pelston. And then does that turn into Ridgeville Road? Or no, Ridgeville's the next one north out of Levering, isn't it?
No, Robinson turns into Ridgeville on the other side of 31.
Yeah, that's the way that we go then.
Cool. I was just listening to Sheboygan County Road Commission. They just ran the plows out that way, so you should have nice roads.
Ah, great. Good to hear. Seems like Sheboygan's doing a better job than Emmett these days.
Well, you notice a thing I've noticed listening to both road commissions when they're out and about doing things is it seems like the Sheboygan County drivers are much more willing to help each other out and everything. I mean, when one guy gets done with a run, he's like, hey, anybody else need a hand? I can come over and do this, blah, 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 you know, that sort of thing. And you just don't ever hear that out of the Petoskey drivers. I mean, maybe they do it, I'm just not getting it, but you never hear it.
Well, I haven't listened in a while because they've switched over to digital, and I don't have a digital scanner. But during the ice storm, listening to those guys, I have mad respect for them. The way that they were responding to down trees and wires and helping each other out and calling things in, it was hard to keep track of because of there was so much activity that was going on, and I know that those guys put in just tons and tons and tons of hours with little sleep or rest and time away from their families to try to keep our roads open. It was pretty impressive.
Break. Go ahead, Break.
Hey, Effie. I've been listening to you guys for a little bit. I had my handheld all programmed last night, and they were working in the house, but I didn't transmit out because the last time I tried it didn't work so good. But Just thought I'd chime in and say good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Josh.
Hey there, little fella.
And I don't know if I got an email from you, Bentley, if you sent one, but I did get your text. I was, when it came through, I was in the middle of stuff, so I did read it. But yeah, I will. I'll plan on doing that as well. I'll mark down on my calendar.
Oh, outstanding. That'll be great. It was a text that I sent both of you, but I know what Chris meant when he said email. My wife does the exact same thing.
That's old man speak. He'll be the guy, he's the one who, with the cordless phone in the house, he called it his cell phone because it didn't have a cord attached.
You mean it isn't a cell phone?
I just figured if you're taking jabs at me, I spoke back a little bit. But, so anyways, last night, I know, Bentley, you had mentioned the repeater out of Boyne City and stuff, and I started doing research, found all those. I actually talked to a guy last night on the Boyne City 70 centimeter. I think he's the one that owns it. He was telling me last night that within a week or so, they're going to have a 2 meter put up. And he's possibly looking into doing even a GMRS repeater. So, and I think probably because the East Jordan ones are both still down. So, yeah, that was kind of an interesting conversation I had last night with him. Nice guy.
Oh, that's great, man. That's awesome. By the way, it's still on repeater book, but I've confirmed that they don't exist anymore. But there's supposedly there were two repeaters in Elmira that was, you know, just south of you there that don't exist. So cross those off your list.
Yep, I had a guy come in the shop. I think I told Chris about this. He came in and he'd been there before, so I looked it up and I saw his license plate, which, you know, years ago I didn't notice, but I'm like, that's a weird license plate. It was his call sign. So I'm like, is that your call sign? He's like, yeah. And he started laughing, and just good old boy, 70 years old or something, and we started talking, and he had mentioned those. It's been a while, but he said he didn't think they were working back when he was doing it, and he's just getting back into it again. So, and I did try them, and there's nothing. When I looked them up, the tone, there was just a dash. So what I assume that means that it just isn't working because there was nothing there.
CCAVSU.
Hey, good morning, Coach. KFA-ENF.
Okay, what it might be, too, is there was a couple of D-stars right there in Elmira that a gentleman I know had up, but he may have took them down, you know, and still has the pairing. So I don't know if that would be it or not, because I think with D-star you don't need a tone. But yeah, those were, there was two over there, but he may have took them down.
Yeah, that would make sense. I think that's what the, his name was George, was the guy I was talking to. I think that's what he had mentioned. Like I said, he got out of it for a little while. He's been doing this since he was 12, and he stepped away for a few years. It wasn't real heavy in the radio, but last time he knew, he thought they were possibly coming down, so probably what it is.
Yeah, because you're going to find a lot of repeaters up here that aren't even active. And the thing is, it's hard to get pairings. But, you know, some people use it just for experimenting, you know. It's like some of them aren't really tall on towers. I know one guy, they put one up over in Kalkaska just to talk to his dad, you know. I mean, it's just very interesting. It's like I didn't even know we had one here on the other side of Torch Lake one day. I was scanning, and I'm like, wow, that's clear. That's neat. And then they took it off air. They had a place over on the other side of Torch and stuff. But, yeah, you get a lot of that up here. And sometimes they don't re-enlist their repeaters either because of they just don't want to. I know if you go to the Michigan Repeater Council, or I forget, the MIARC, you can see all the repeaters in the state, ones that aren't even licensed, or they're in decoordination or something. There's a lot of that around.
K8JT. What was that website again that lists all those repeaters?
I'm trying to think. The Michigan Repeater Council is, I think, the name of it. I forget the name of it exactly, but yeah, there's some around, but, you know, some people do it just to do testing with, and, you know, some of them are needing updating, but they don't update the website much. A lot of things you're going to see out there, like in Repeater Box or on that, they're not updated, like, every day. They're updated maybe a couple times a year.
Well, that's good information. I will look that up and give that a see.
Yeah, good stuff, Toby. Thanks for the info. KFADNS.
City Interrail Club, you'll see all these repeaters, and some of them aren't even active anymore, you know, but they'll keep up. You know, we have there's a few around here that, you know, like 220, we had 220 Mancelona. That's down now, so I don't know if that's even still on the site. But some people are keeping it that way because they want to keep the pairing. go ahead, Bentley.
Yeah, sorry, doubled on you there, Toby. Just wanted to say thanks for breaking in and offering that up. That's good info. KFADNS.
No problem. I actually took a lot of repeaters out. I know that hopefully when the tower goes back up in East Jordan, the 2-8 and the GMRS come back up. But we'll see. I know it's sitting in a friend's garage in East Jordan there because they had to put the repeater somewhere. So hopefully that gets back up here in the next year or so. Then it'll be back on air.
Yeah, that tower is not coming back. They are not putting that tower back up. NHMH Mobile.
Good morning, Drake.
Yeah, morning, guys. Rolling in here over at Crystal Mountain to fix the interference issue real quick. Well, we've got a chance. But, yeah, that East Jordan tower is not coming back. It is... sounds like McDonnell Garber Broadcasting is deciding on purchasing a different tower further north from there, and yeah, they're not putting that tower back up.
Well, a little bit further north, that's got to be getting closer to Boyne City, and that's where our buddy Josh, who was on this conversation there, might benefit from that.
And the other thing is,
East Jordan, the GMRS repeater, I could have them in my house with my handheld. That was the only one I could.
So
that one was
everything's kind of
really
up
good
in
from
the
where
area
I'm at,
right
anyways.
Anyway, I'm just pulling in here.
I don't know.
To find out where I got a part.
I thought it was on somewhere because I left it in my radio and it would open and I'd get tail squelch back on and off, but I haven't tried it recently. Never heard anybody on it. I don't know if he set it up just with an antenna on top of the garage or something, but yeah, that was a good one to have.
All right, guys, I'm jumping out of here. I'm where I need to be. I need the image.
Thanks, Drake. Don't work too hard. It is Sunday after all. KFAD enough.
KFADAT. Hey, Bentley, one thing that ran in my mind here, was it? Adam N8ATX. If I'm not mistaken, he sells scanners. That's who I got my scanner from, I believe. And pretty good pricing, and he does some nice programming for it, too, that then you'd be able to have some scanning capabilities for all your digital municipalities.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but he did mention that he has a ton of radios, you know, commercial stuff and DMR, and he said that he'd be happy to help somebody out if they needed some gear. So it might be that that's what he dabbles in. I did talk to him a bit, and he said he was taking his final fire training, and I guess he's quite quite active in, you know, public service in Sheboygan County. So he might be kind of bleeding off into, you know, the comms part of it, as well as, you know, the public safety work of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the same fella. He used to work for Fairburns, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, yep, nice dude. I enjoy dealing with it.
Yep, same guy. He did mention to me that he works for Fairburns, and he comes into the Petoskey area a couple times a week because of that. So, all right, yeah, I might hit him up for a digital scanner. That's something I'd like to have.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Just, you know, for nothing else, just listen to the Rogue Commission with things.
Yeah, it's a little further down the list.
All right, fellas, I think the granddaughter's here, so I'm going to bow out. And but it's been good talking to everybody, and we'll touch base the closer we get to that meeting and figure things out there. All right, you gentlemen have a great day. 73-K8-ZAT.
Yep, enjoy your family day, Chris. We'll catch you another time. KF8-ENF.
Good talking to you guys. I will, I'll be around a little later today if you guys get back on. I got to head to the shop and do some stuff down there, revamp. I didn't go yesterday because I was not feeling well at all. So I will be back on tonight. KF8 STE.
Always good talking to you, Josh. Have a good afternoon.
KI7 QMG Mobile. KI7 QMD Mobile Testing. This is KI7 QMD Mobile on Talk Group 2416 Link System. KI7QMD Mobile listening on 416 link system.
Okay, do I ask for monitoring?
KF8FUW calling KF8WW. Whoever's calling is not coming through KF8FUW.
And then mobile monitoring.
Hey, DMH mobile.
And hey, DMH, KDYS. How are the roads over that way?
Yeah, got a phone coming in. Phone call coming in. We'll be right away.
Okay, DYS, stand by.
All right, so I am back. Any EMA, mobile.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the radar up north. I got to go up to Sheboygan area tomorrow. I was just wondering if it stopped snowing up there, if you knew.
I haven't been looking over on that way on the map. I've been all over the place today. It was snowing this morning. It stopped snowing this afternoon so far now. So, but the roads are still pretty kind of slushy. Mostly the roads to the plows have been covered and there's no light or anything. It's just slush. Crisco snow.
Alrighty. Roger, Adam. Yeah, we got a little bit here, maybe an inch. Driveway's all melted off now. It's about 34 degrees. So, they had all the main roads salted when I was out there a little bit ago. So, yeah, I think they're supposed to be getting some more snow this week up in that area. So, it'll be fun. I think there's supposed to be some tonight. I'll have to go look at it and see what we got going on. Fun.
Right on, man. Good deal. Well, hey, I'm just about to pull into my driveway here. So we'll catch you later. Try on the air to leave tomorrow, maybe. Hey, DMH mobile.
Alrighty. We'll be listening. Catch you tomorrow. KDYS. Stand by.
NAOCX. KDYS, NAOCX.
NAOCX, go ahead.
Just checking to see if I got this programmed into my radio properly now. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, it's working. It's working good. I got, I recently just hooked up a UHF repeater here at my house, so we're testing it out. It's been working pretty dang good for 70 foot. We're kind of in a hole, so. But we just got done having a little bit of food and we're just hanging out. So, yep, you're sounding good.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I was just working up on helping Drake get access to do the programming on the repeater. So I'm just getting ready to leave Thompsonville and head back home.
Okie dokie. Yep, Roger. I'm the repeater work. All right. We're waiting for a little bit nicer weather. Probably stick another antenna up in there hopefully soon here. So, fingers crossed. All right, drive safe. We'll be listening. K8DYS.
Okay. Yep. It's time for me to head home and get something to eat, too. Have a good one. K8DYS, N8OCX, 73.
Thank you.
NHCAVSU. NHCN, NHCN, are you around frequency? TCAVSU.
Hey, do I ask for mobile?
NADMH, NADMH, TCAVSU on the link. Nothing hurt. TCAVSU.
Yeah, I got a copy on you there, Toby. How's it going?
Good. Just figured out how to get my Anytone 878 start transmitting on APRS. A little bit. It was locking me over in Japan, and I think I found out I had to turn on the roaming feature.
Good deal. Yeah. I don't use APRS, but we're in the mobile right now. Heading over to a friend's house to grab a couple things, and I'm just pulling the internet. Hey, they're going to be paving my road this year, so we just found out, so that's cool. Heck yeah. It's been a mud hole.
Ah, yeah, I know. So, okay, well, we'll talk to you later. TCAVSU.
Hey, you have a good evening, and we'll catch you later. This is KDYS Mobile.
Patient calling, you're not quite making it in NADPX.
Yeah, this is really interesting. I was in on the top of the screen. Before you were in, I haven't had money yet. I just held on. I wanted to see how the outlets go.
Like you said, you're on trying to use the Petoskey machine. You're currently on the Sheboygan 7-4. I don't know if you're aware.
The Sheboygan machine is coming in better. I'm inside, though, and that's part of it. I'm on a handheld. It's 7 watts out, but it's still a handheld. Mobile works better, of course. And DMR works better yet, so... Just kind of wondering if they're ever going to get the Brandmeister machine back up and running again. Been waiting on it for a while, but it's apparently still stable.
Which one are you talking about for Brandmeister?
The Petoskey machine.
Yeah, that's up and working.
Okay. Maybe I'm... The parent function isn't working, at least not from my perspective. Are they using a... Do they have it set up differently now, or...
Which time slot are you trying to use? I'm
one of the system admins for that system. So DGIF network is on time slot 1, and Brandmeister network is on time slot 2.
Yeah, I've got a VTech 6x2 Pro, which is an Anytone 870, basically. I have to get into my programming software tonight and see what I got. So TGIF is on, and Brandmeister is on 2, you say?
Yep, that's correct. So anything TGIF talk groups related go out, you'll want to put that, whatever channel that is, you want to put it on time slot 1. And anything Brandmeister talk group related, you'll want to put on time slot 2.
Very specific carrot function that works, and if so, what's the number for that?
Talk group 9990, and that works for either Brandmeister or TGIF, so you can do that on either time slot.
Should that be set up as a private channel or as a standard repeater channel?
That gets set up as a private call.
Okay. Does the Sheboygan machine
tied to this at all, or is it capacity? So the Sheboygan analog and the Petoskey analog are tied together, and they're part of a larger area linked repeater system. We call it the Northern Michigan Linked Repeater Network, and we have repeaters linked in from Traverse City to Mayo all the way up to the Sioux.
But as far as the Brandmeister DMR type, that's strictly the Petoskey repeater?
The MMDDM repeater that's at Petoskey is it's a full stack. It's DMR, P25, Yaesu System Fusion, so on and so forth. There's also one in Mackinac City on 444375, the exact same setup. But we have talk group 2416 on time slot 1 that's a digital patch into the analog side.
Okay. I guess I'll have to, what time slot is that on?
That would be on time slot 1.
Yeah, I'll have to play around with it. Well, you guys ever have any meetings? I'd love to meet some people in person and chat with your citizens about this thing. Maybe I could buy some coffee sometime. I'm up in Indian River, by the way. My name here is Steven, NAPZT.
Oh, yeah, I think we've chatted once or twice before, now that you say that. So we meet, our club meets second Saturdays of the month in Petoskey. Usually it's in Petoskey. We kind of rove around. We cover the Tri-County area, Charlevoix, Sheboygan, and Emmett. But most of the time we meet in Petoskey. We usually meet at Fillmore's at 9 for breakfast, and then we go over to the Emmett County Emergency Operations Center for our meetings.
Okay, second Saturday of the month. You meet at 9 o'clock for the Fillmore's area, where that is. I could try and hook up with you guys these days at Fillmore's. Haven't been to Fillmore's in a while. Mr. Pettymill. I'll give it a shot. I've been trying to get in, wanted to get into a local ham, contact the local hams, and it's just, I work nights at the Courtyard Marriott. I'm their, one of their night auditors. I work 4 nights there. And it's just, using the morning, I'm a zombie.
I totally understand. Well, yep, we meet every second Saturday of the month, and we'd definitely love to have you there.
Hey, could I get your call and your name one more time, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Call sign's November 8, Alpha Papa X-ray, N8APX. Name here is Adam, Alpha Delta Alpha Mike. And you can grab my email off QRBed, and if you got any more questions, I would love to help you out.
Yeah, I do have I have an ST5D2 I've picked up. I've been connecting to KCY and things like that, listening in, talking a little bit. Don't get a lot of use on it. I've had some straight digital talk on the repeater itself, I think, once. I think they have a net on there. Maybe that's what I was talking on. So, and that's an interesting mode, but I've got a lot invested in DMR. I got a DMR mobile and a DMR handled. I get a 25D radiodity, and it is an oddity. It's an odd radio, the way it interfaces and everything else. And even between two pieces of programming software, you can't even do anything like a spreadsheet. You got to put everything in manually. It's like, TDM, give me 2 hours and we'll do something with it. Yeah, I'd love to chat with you about DMR.
Yep, I know the struggle very, very well. And then I stepped up and started switching all my radios over to Motorola, and that becomes a whole other beast, too. There's not a whole lot of good import methods for ham frequencies when you're dealing with commercial-grade radios, but yeah, they sound a lot better to me. And, I've got more DMR radios than I know what to do with. And I've got an FT5D also, and then FDM 510 that I'm talking to you on right now. So, the Fusion's nice, but I prefer the DMR most of the time. But, yeah, that machine in Petoskey is a full stack. It's DMR, Fusion, P25, NXDN, D-Star. If it's a digital mode, it's on there and ready to go.
Oh, it's NXDN too, huh? Yeah, there's just so many things you can buy. And it can be P25 and such rather expensive pieces. Although the DMR Motorola site is coming down a little bit. Quality costs a bit, kind of like with cameras and lenses, you know. Luckily, radios are maybe a little less expensive. That's not my luxury. You know, it's a higher end. 5 to 8 grand, yeah, you can get into a camera gear that way. Especially if you get into Leica. You make 10K for one lens if you do it in something fancy. So, yeah, hobbies are fun, hobbies are expensive. They're just, they're what they are.
Oh, yeah, there's no shortage of spending money, that's for sure. Well, if you look in the right places, you can get some pretty cheap deals on some of the commercial-grade radio stuff. And, P25 is actually my favorite mode. I like that the most. And you can pick up some XPS 5000s that are UHF. If you can find them, they're not too terribly priced, and it's a good way to get entered into it. But, yeah, the ham-grade DMR stuff is fine, too. I just, I like the audio and the overall quality better with the commercial radios, but to each their own.
NATZT. Yeah, I've heard P25 before, and it's, I said, wow. I think it's the oldest digital mode, and it's at times mature. Is there an active P25 group up there?
There's a few of us, not a ton. Just because the entry point on that's a little high, so it's not it's not as widespread as some of the others, but there's a few of us that that are all, you know, kind of system admins on this stuff. We've got a few P25 radios, and we have a full stack digital to analog crossover. So to get into the analog network, we also have a DMR talk group, a P25 talk group, a NXDN talk group, a Yaesu System Fusion room, all that stuff. It's all tossed into one, and it crosses over to analog. So some of us use P25, some of us use DMR, some use Fusion. Just gives everybody an option for whatever mode they have.
Relative to the wired X room, what room is connecting to the analog side?
So that is Yaesu Fusion Reflector 02272.
Okay, Fusion Reflector 022. Would you just enter that as the room ID then?
Yeah, and currently right now that's what the Petoskey repeater is set to as a static. We were having some issues with that, some routing issues. Drake and I were talking about it the other day, but I happened to notice that it stayed on. So right now that's what's static on the Fusion side for that repeater.
Okay, so what you're saying is just by keying it up, or do I have to, when you connect to the WiresX system initially, is that the static when you connect to it initially?
In this case, no. If you just tune to that frequency and key up on your Fusion radio, it's already going through that network.
Okay, and that also rebroadcasts on the analog side?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. You know, maybe when I meet you, I'll try to get to the next meeting here in March. And, you know, once we get in there, maybe you can kind of diagram it, and we can pair in with the machines out, bring my gear, and you could show me maybe what I'm doing wrong, too. So, I don't know. Yeah, I'll check my slots on the Brandmeister side of things, and we'll see what goes with that. Adam, I do appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming back and talking with me. I work my night shift job from 11 to 7, and I DoorDash until 3 o'clock, so I'm going to try to get a little nap in here before 9 o'clock comes around. I got one more to work, I got to be working 11 in Petoskey, so I'm going to try to get some shut-eye before it gets too late. I really do appreciate coming back, and I appreciate what you guys are putting into the repeater. I'm looking forward to becoming more masterful of the systems up here, and maybe even participating in some stuff this summer. So we'll see if I can get back into it.
Awesome. Oh, sounds good. Definitely glad to have you aboard and playing around with all the modes. That's what they're there for, to get used. So, yep, bring your stuff along, and we'll help you work out any of the kinks, and yeah, keep playing around with that DMR stuff, and if it still isn't working for you, you can always email me a copy of your code plug, and I can take a look at it there, too. So, but yep, if you got any questions, don't hesitate to shoot me an email, and we'll look for you there on, I think it's March 14th is the next meeting. It should be a good one. We've got a couple of new guys coming in, and I'm going to do a short presentation on 800 megahertz public safety radios and some stuff like that. So we'll look for you there, and we'll let you carry on and have a good rest of your day. N8PZT and 8APX.
All right, Adam, I really do appreciate it. Most productive ham talk I've had with anyone on a
detective side for a while. Spoken to a lot of very nice people, and had some fun on KCY and on the Wires X. You get a lot of people there from all over the world, and it's a nice, nice big over the pond place. Almost like Solomon's Buzz Continual is HF. Now I'll get into HF again soon. I haven't had a radio for a long time. I had two at one time, but some of them all got out of it for a while. And DMR came along, and that piqued my interest, and I'm liking DMR as a general overall. I've got my gear, it's paid for, and I'm not unhappy with it. Got to get a slightly bigger antenna for the car, though. It has this little bit stubby thing, but it does work well for the overall purpose my car serves, which all-wheel drive and DoorDash are working out quite well. Some of the driveways I had to get up, holy mackerel. Well, I'm getting wordy, so I will let you go, Adam, and I'll try to see you guys on the 14th at Fowler's there. So I'll see you 7-3, sir. You have a good rest of your afternoon and evening. Any PCP with any APX, clear.
Sounds good. You as well. 7-3, any APX. NADMH, TCVSU, you out there, Drake? Nothing wrong, TCVSU. NADMH, TCVSU on Northern Link. Thank you.
UIS, we're in the mobile.
KF8FCE, mobile and monitoring.
KD8AQT Mobile, listening Mackinac.